This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As we push headlong into 2019, Pantone has chosen the color of the year, living coral. As described on their website, it's an animating and life-affirming coral hue with a golden undertone that energizes and enlivens with a softer edge. I see it as kind of a pinky orangey salmon. You'll have to take a look on gardenbite.com and tell me what you see. So who is Pantone and how come they get to pick a color of the year? It's a company that started as a printing business back in the 1950s, but a guy that worked with chemistry came up with a color matching system in the early 60s and bought the company. Since 2000, a bunch of color matchers get together around the world and decide. They give meaning to every color depending on what the world situation is like. Pantone, a U.S. company, has said that color, quote, has always been an integral part of how a culture expresses the attitudes and emotions of the times. That might be a little lofty for me, but it is fun to see what they come up with. This year, it's a pastel-y sort of hue that I think we'll see more at beach homes. So what about plants for this color? Well, I searched and found several plants for the garden, including an annual geranium called salmon, a dahlia named, oddly enough, living coral, a peony called coral sunset. I'll have pictures and more information on gardenbite.com. There's a heuchera that could qualify. It's called Georgia peach. Heucheras are wonderful perennials. There's a rare annual flower called coral beauty mask flower. It's described as growing to 4 feet tall and blooming endlessly till frost. Burpee is offering an echinacea, or cone flower, called hot coral. Check out gardenbite.com and take a look at these beauties. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.